pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word. Bible call tape number 746, Peter Denies Jesus, found in Matthew chapter 26.
The band of people took Jesus away in the night to the home of the high priest. The rulers were gathered together waiting for him. Now Peter wanted to see what would happen to Jesus, but he was afraid to be seen close to him. He was afraid the people would take him too. Peter is the one who said he would never leave Jesus. Peter followed Jesus a long way off. He came to the yard where they had taken Jesus. The people who were standing around in the yard had built a fire to keep themselves warm because it was cold. Peter went to the fire and stood and warmed himself. A servant girl came to Peter and said, "You were with Jesus." Peter was still afraid and he said, "I was not. I do not know what you're saying." The people wanted to kill Jesus. They spit in his face. Some slapped Jesus. Others hit him too. They tore his clothes. After a while, another one who was standing around in the yard said, "This man is also one of them that was with Jesus." Peter became very angry. He said again, "I was not. I do not know the man." Peter knew he was not telling the truth. One man who was standing near said, "You are one of this man's disciples because you talk like him." Peter began to curse and to swear. He said, "I do not even know the man." Just at that time, he heard the cock crow. Then he remembered the words that Jesus had said, "Before the cock crows, you will deny three times that you know me." Peter had done just that. Jesus turned and looked at Peter. It made Peter very sorry when he thought about what he had done. He went out into the dark, away from the people, and cried a long time. Now after Judas had betrayed Jesus, he was sorry. He knew Jesus had not done anything wrong. He wished he had not taken the money from the rulers. Judas went to the rulers again and tried to give the money back to them. He said, "I have done wrong because I have given you a good man." The rulers said, "We do not care how you feel. You worry about that." Judas was very unhappy. He threw down the money and left. He felt so very bad that he went out and hanged himself so that he died. The rulers then asked, "What shall we do with the money Judas left?" They did not want to put it in the treasury in the temple because it had been paid for Jesus. They took it, bought a field to be used to bury people in who had no homes. The field has been called the Field of Blood.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.